In this bulletin, new data show global warming is speeding up. Prime Minister Scott Morrison continues his visit to the United States. And in rugby, England begins its World Cup campaign with a hard-fought win over Tonga. With the latest SBS News, I'm Amy Hall. New data show the signs and impacts of global warming are speeding up. The report compiled by the World Meteorological Organization says the five-year period from 2014 to 2019 is the warmest on record. It says sea level rise has also accelerated over the same period, increasing by 5 millimeters per year. The WMO says the data show efforts to reduce carbon dioxide emissions need to be immediately intensified to mitigate climate change. United States President Donald Trump says he has no intention to meet Iranian officials on the sidelines of the United Nations General Assembly. Mr. Trump had previously expressed interest in officials from both countries meeting. However, he says no arrangements have been made.
Nothing's ever off the table completely, but I have no intention of meeting with Iran. That doesn't mean it doesn't happen. I'm a very flexible person, but we have no intention. It's not set up.
Iranian President Rouhani will unveil a plan for constructing security in the Gulf at the United Nations General Assembly this week. The plan will involve Iran working together with other countries in the region. It comes after US President Donald Trump announced he will be deploying troops to help Saudi Arabia protect its oil facilities from Iranian attacks. President Rouhani warns US interference will generate insecurity for oil and shipping and says countries in the Gulf should instead be working together.
Our path is the creation of unity and harmony with the regional countries. Those who want to link the region's incidents with the Islamic Republic of Iran are lying, just like their past lies, which have been revealed. If they are truthful and really seek security in the region, they must not send weapons, fighter jets, bombs, and dangerous arms to the region.
United States President Donald Trump has praised Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison during his visit to Washington, D.C. Sharing a very similar election experience is something President Trump believes strengthens the bond between the two leaders. He's told Sky News the relationship between him and Mr. Morrison is very special.
I've developed a very special relationship with Scott. He's a great gentleman. Jennifer's wife is, you know, somebody that loves your country very much, I can tell you that. We spoke for a while and she truly loves your country. Scott's a very strong man, a very good man, and I think he's somebody that's respected very much in your country, and he had the kind of election that I had, so we have something in common. It was a little bit of a surprise.
Protesters in Hong Kong have trampled a Chinese flag and vandalised a subway station as pro-democracy demonstrations took another violent turn. Police fired brief volleys of tear gas and rubber bullets in the northern town of Sha Tin late Sunday afternoon, capping a day which saw thousands rally peacefully inside a mall before the outbreak of violence. Violent clashes have become more intense and frequent as protests continue now in their fourth month. European Union President Jean-Claude Juncker is convinced Brexit will go ahead. Mr. Juncker says he had a positive meeting with British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, acknowledging the absence of a deal would be disastrous. Despite remaining cautious, Mr. Juncker maintains he's optimistic and is exhausting all avenues to ensure there is a deal.
We can have a deal. I'm doing everything to have a deal because I don't like the idea of no deal, because this would have catastrophic consequences. That's not my scenario. I'm convinced that Brexit will happen.
To rugby, and England has beaten Tonga 35-3 in its opening World Cup Pool C game at Sapporo Dome. An underwhelming opener from England, the team waited until there were just 4 minutes to spare to score a fourth try and earn a bonus point. English captain Owen Farrell says his team still has a lot to improve on.
Good start, a lot to work on, a lot to build on, but to come away with a bonus point win is always a good start in a World Cup. Obviously Tonga are a very, very physical team, and to give them targets to hit would be playing into their hands, and I thought we chased well and got some opportunities off the back of it. There's still some mistakes that we can look at and get better at, and that's the exciting thing. We've still got a lot more in us.
And now a look at today's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 27. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 16. Melbourne, a shower or two, 15. Hobart, possible shower, 15. Canberra, partly cloudy, 15. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 20. Sydney, much the same, 22. Newcastle, sunny, 24. Brisbane, similar conditions, 31. Cairns, possible shower, 29. And Darwin, sunny, 34. This is SBS News. I'm Amy Hall.